With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Testing at a nursing home in Forest County now shows a dozen cases of COVID-19 there, involving both staff and residents. WAOW Television reports the Bay at New Rock and Leona first reported confirmed cases of COVID-19 on May 5th when two staff members received positive test results. The facility then moved to test all residents. Those tests led to 10 positive results among residents. Corina Krieger is the Regional Director of Operations for Champion, the company which runs Bay at New Rock. She said all the residents that tested positive so far have been asymptomatic, meaning they aren't showing any symptoms.
We did create a unit within the facility to quarantine all of the residents. So it does have barriers, which would be separate doors, separate entrances, according to protocols that we received from CDC.
They are now working with the County Public Health Department to implement regular testing for residents and staff.
They help us also secure testing to make sure that we have the adequate testing equipment and that we get it in a timely manner.
Just one positive case at a nursing home does initiate an investigation by the State Department of Health Services. Krieger says they're expecting that and plan to work with officials. A fraud scheme that involved a Northwoods resident leads to a prison sentence for a Texas man. The U.S. Attorney for Western Wisconsin announced Thursday that 33-year-old Emmanuel Odaya of Dallas, Texas, has been sentenced to 54 months in federal prison. He's also known as James Princeton and Ryan Morrison. The indictment said Odaya opened bank accounts in New York and Georgia using fraudulent United Kingdom passports, and that he and co-conspirators in Nigeria and Ghana created fake profiles on internet dating sites, gained victims' trust, and then defrauded the victims out of money in a variety of ways. The indictment says Odaya's co-conspirators directed an individual to wire transfer $66,000 from a bank account in Woodruff, Wisconsin, to an account in New York controlled by Odaya. Between 2017 and 2019, more than $600,000 in fraud proceeds were deposited into these accounts. He was arrested on July 10th in Texas and was brought to the Western District of Wisconsin. The charge against Odaya is the result of an investigation by federal agencies and the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. An association for Wisconsin's hospitals is reminding the public it should not put off seeking important health care. Hospital emergency departments and urgent care clinics are at the ready. Ken Kroll has more.
That recommendation from the Wisconsin Hospital Association and the Wisconsin chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians. WHA President and CEO Eric Borgerding says to date the state has been able to avoid a massive influx of COVID-19 patients. He says medical facilities are beginning to gear up postponed procedures.
Hospitals in Wisconsin are definitely ramping back up to meet the care needs of the non-COVID care needs of the people of Wisconsin.
Recent reports found many people are putting off what otherwise would have been medical visits for more serious conditions, fearing going to the hospital. Borgerding says hospitals are ready to treat those needing help.
There's no reason to be concerned about going into the hospital, especially if you have an urgent or an emergency situation. Don't delay that. Get in there and get the care you need.
Borgerding says you should reach out to your provider to check about non-emergency procedures that have been postponed because of the COVID-19 outbreak. He emphasized that delaying or avoiding necessary care altogether, emergency or otherwise, can lead to significant worsening of time-sensitive health problems. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
According to researchers and teachers, Ojibwe, the traditional tribal language of Native nations in northern Wisconsin, is endangered. Almost no children in North America are raised with it as their first language, but students like 6-year-old Ren Gotts, a member of the Sakagan Chippewa community in Mole Lake, are trying to strengthen the language's future. She's been going to classes and camps to learn the language, according to her mother, Rebecca.
There's nothing more important in our lives than that is more important than the language, meaning it takes precedence literally over learning English, over certain things that she's learning in kindergarten, and over, like soccer or t-ball. We're putting language as like the number one priority.
Now, in the middle of a pandemic, online Ojibwe language learning is one of the only options left. We'll introduce you to Ren and the class she takes with adults and children across the U.S. and Canada in a feature story today. You can hear it here at 5:45 on WXPR. More recreation facilities are opening on the Shawamigan-Nicolay National Forest, but many facilities remain closed. As the Memorial Day weekend arrives, officials say the forest will be open for dispersed camping and campfires, lifting the campfire ban across much of the forest. Fire and campfire restrictions will remain in place for Forest Service lands in Langlade and Oconto counties due to the July 2019 blowdown. Forest staff are working to install boat docks at boat landings, except in some closed campgrounds. Visitors are asked to stay as local as possible when choosing a site and to pack out everything they bring, especially trash. All trails and trailheads are open across the forest. Officials say while some recreation areas are open, they will not be maintained, nor will any associated facilities be available like restrooms or garbage receptacles. The forest is working with trail partners to address imminent hazards on trails and will be doing required maintenance only. For more information, go to the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest website. Our forecast, cloudy today, a high near 72. Tonight, patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise clouds, a low around 55. Tomorrow, a slight chance of morning showers, then showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high of 71. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.